This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Each week at this time, a very varied group of people get together from the Talk Radio business to talk about the big stories of the week and the people on the list created by Talkers Magazine, doing the research every week. Talkers Magazine lists these stories and people at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So with me this week, we have Jennifer Horn from the DJB program and also from Morning Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America. So let me go through the stories and pick out a couple that Jennifer probably is invested in to a point. At number 10, what's going on in Mount Everest? Very interesting, and the rescue of that Hawaiian hiker as people do a lot of touring. UFOs and the Navy pilots who have seen them, number 9. Fascinating story from my perspective, anyway. What's going on in Britain? The fate of Theresa May has been cast, but who's following her? That'll be an interesting reality. Weather conditions, again, lots of discussion about climate change, number 7. The ongoing feud or seeming feud between the McCains and the Trumps at number 5, who's running for president. Number 4, various abortion laws being passed. Is it a challenge to Roe v. Wade? Number 3, the situation with China. Number 2, maybe 3A, is Kim Jong Fatty killing the U.S. envoy from North Korea. They executed him, fed him to the dogs, as it were, because he didn't like what he... I shouldn't laugh about this, but, I mean, come on.
Well, because it feels like a movie. It seems so unbelievable. The sad thing is it's real life.
Right, yeah. That's the bad of that new John Wick movie. Oh, my God, what a horror show that is. Just like that, feeding your dog, chop you up
and feed you. I like that movie.
You liked it?
Yeah, it's a little rough, but I like it.
It is rough.
It's a little rough.
A little rough.
It's a little rough.
It is a little rough. Number 2, all the impeachment talk, which is just that, talk. Jennifer, let's get your read on that. The impeachment talk is just that, and they being the Democrats, seem not to have the will, at least leadership doesn't have the will, to go forward with this because somebody may be smart enough there to realize that they'll for sure lose the election if they pull that stunt.
I think there's a lot of reporting out that says that somehow Democrats have now just flipped on this impeachment switch after the big story this week, in my opinion, was Robert Mueller coming out saying he was resigning, that he was all done, that he wanted his report.
And that's number one, by the week, by the way.
Yeah, but then he showed himself for what he really is, which is someone who wanted to cast some ambiguity and cast a shade of politics over what should have been just an investigation based on facts. And so Democrats, I don't believe anyway. I mean, I guess we could argue about it. This is my gut feeling that anyone who supported impeachment last week at this time still supports impeachment today, and anybody who doesn't still doesn't. It's just the Democrats now in the caucus in the House are not as afraid to say it because they think they have some ammunition behind them with Robert Mueller saying, I can't prove you didn't commit a crime. Well, I could say that about you, Doug. I could certainly say that about you, Rich. I couldn't prove that either of you haven't committed a crime, but that's not necessarily the job of a prosecutor. It's not a job of a prosecutor to exonerate someone, and it's certainly not a job of a prosecutor to do what was done this past week by Robert Mueller. So I think Democrats just feel that they're more emboldened now because they can try to twist some of the words of Robert Mueller, who I think did this little 9-minute briefing without taking questions is kind of a little smack in the face to President Trump, who has been pretty brutal to him over the last several years. So I don't know. I don't know that it changes anything. It just makes people louder about it. And the person I feel most sorry for is not Trump. It's actually Nancy Pelosi, who knows that it's not politically advantageous for her to pursue impeachment because that is not popular with the American people. But now she has to figure out what to do because some of the loudest members of her caucus are screaming impeachment.
What about you, Victoria? What's your read on this?
Well, I think there's always ambiguity when you're dealing with human beings. So there was a counterintelligence aspect to this. And in counterintelligence, you're not always dealing with facts and evidence. So that's what's always interesting.
So
and
then
many
what's the point of all of this then? Isn't it?
Well, because the counterintelligence. No, it's not. Many things in counterintelligence don't make it into the courts. It doesn't necessarily mean that they didn't happen. I mean, that's counterintelligence for you. That's what that is.
It doesn't mean they did happen either.
I haven't finished. So let me finish.
Please, yes.
I don't think that Mueller necessarily did a disservice to Trump or to the Democrats or to anybody this week. He didn't actually really say anything that was not in the report. And you know, he said he was going to let the report speak for itself. I think this was an effort to head off having to testify, which may or may not have been unsuccessful. I don't know. And I don't think that his testimony is going to satisfy the Democrats at all, because he isn't going to go beyond the report. So that it's going to be pretty pointless. And I don't think he's going to agree to testify in public. This is going nowhere. And it's going to be a huge mistake politically for the Democrats to impeach in the House, to impeach the president. Nancy Pelosi, as Jennifer said, I think, knows this very well. She's an extreme, probably along with Trump, the two most astute politicians in very different ways in the country, along with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, four very astute politicians. She knows this isn't going to work. A Republican Senate is not going to convict this man of anything. And it's going to backfire, certainly if it happens now, before 2020. And an acquitted Trump is an immunized Trump, as David Frum wrote at The Atlantic this week, and he's quite right. It's a very interesting way of putting it. And, you know, it becomes the issue of the 2020 election. All the issues that people really want to run on, healthcare, the economy, trade, so many other issues that matter to the American people,
immigration.
Along with this, immigration, other things, Iran, Syria, things that are happening overseas, they go by the wayside, and this becomes all-encompassing.
Well, we are such morons.
They really are.
Really are.
And then they're morons at our expense.
No, we are morons. Well, we are the ones who feed this beast. We're the ones who watch CNN all the time and Fox and you read all the rags about it. And we're the ones that feed these reporters who then feed the politicians. And it's just a vicious circle. And let me tell you something. Victoria hit it right on the head. Mueller can't testify because he would have to plead the fifth because of all the things that he did not investigate with the Steele dossier and all these other things that the Democrats climbed into, and he would have to plead the fifth, and he would absolutely just shoot his whole report right up like
He's also an employee of the Department of Justice, so there would be a lot of protections put over his testimony. We already have seen the president use executive privilege and assert that over the testimony of William Barr and others, so they're not going to get much more out of him. I think there's certainly a lot of questions that Democrats and Republicans have for him about his methods and how he went about his investigation.
The final two sentences were the most important as far as I was concerned.
Ignored.
they've been ignored by everybody, except a few people like me, who heard what he said. And what he said was, there was meddling, there is going to be meddling, look out. Because these people are capable of meddling. Our elections are not safe. That's what he said. That's my takeaway. I don't give a damn about any of the rest of it, except this mania that we have to use computers and electronic voting and all this other stuff, which is the surest way to invite somebody like China, the Russians, whoever it is, however they're getting into it, the Taliban, the who knows, ISIS, they all want to screw with us. And this is the way, this is a perfect invitation. Come on, screw with our system. We're stupid. We use computers. We think we're so smart. We aren't. This is dumb. And that's what Mueller said.
It wasn't just his final sentences, Doug. This was his opening. Mm-hmm. This was the point of what he said. This was where his focus was, and this is the focus of the Mueller report.
And nobody picked up on it. The news organizations are just so panting to get at something that they can drill on Trump or whatever. It's just nonsense. I mean, we're full of people. The world is full of nonsense.
And it's pretty scary when Pelosi is the Democrat that you want leading the pack.
The voice of reason.
Right. She is the voice of reason because AOC and all these other ones, they, you know, the game has changed. Trump has changed the game and the Democrats have changed as well because they're not playing the game anymore. They're playing on life philosophy. They have a mission for America and that's all they care about. Where Pelosi is still smart enough to play the game and she knows that it's a loser.
I was chastised as being, what are they, Jennifer, a sexist this week because of my attitude toward AOC? I don't, there's nothing about her that that appeals to me. And I was told that...
Well, that doesn't make you a sexist, but the way you say it might.
Right.
So
it's just about holding people accountable to the same set of standards. I think that's always the safest way to go, Dougie.
I guess the bottom line is that she annoys the hell out of me. And whether she's was a bartender or she's attractive or whatever it is, I just think that she is outsmarting herself, frankly. Burnout before your time. Just take your time to get to where you want to go instead of jumping off the bridge the first day you're on it. That would be my read. It's 18 after the hour. Time for us to think about how it is that you feel. I'm talking about emotionally. I'm talking about physically. You're feeling achy? A lot of people are listening to this program who have heard me talk about Sierracil's Joint Formula 14, which has helped relieve a lot of stiff hips, stiff hands, stiff joints, stiff knees. It's helped a lot of people who had old injuries, where maybe they were a college athlete, or maybe a professional athlete. So do like a lot of people have done. Go to achefree.live, 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 and get the details on the special offer this month for this product, achefree.live. Listeners using the DJV code will be able to buy the product, normally $39 a bottle, for $27.99 and get free shipping as well. Feel the difference in 14 days or get your money back. That's right. Joint Formula 14 works. For me, it started 5 or 6 days after I started taking it. Feel better, a lot better, quickly. Go to achefree.live and order Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. It works or your money back. Get free shipping with the DJV code.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on the Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep. I feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOPLOSS.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Thank you. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Next up on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, Doug Steffen here on the air from the DJV program. You can get our podcast at DJV. I'm going to do a crass commercial for all of my stuff, Richie. Hold on for a second.
DJV, I like crass commercials.
Yeah, DJVshow.com is where you can find on-demand the weekday program. Also, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And it's associated the octopus arms, including this hour. You can find every week at talkradiocountdownshow.com. I do a metaphysical show called Your Hidden Power, which you can find podcasted at, is that a good word? It is podcasted, right? Past tense of podcast, yeah. Is podcasted. YourHiddenPowerShow.com. Also do a series of farm interviews, farm family food, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You want to keep up with what's going on the family farm? That's the way to do it. And health and welfare discussed every week in 2 hours on the GoodDayHealthShow.com. So that's those are my bona fide days, among other things that I've done over the years. Number four this week is the focus on the, I think we've done enough with Mueller and the impeachment, so abortion number four and the latest information or the latest sort of view on that. One wonders whether this is an attack on Roe v. Wade or we're being set up for one by various interests. And so I guess when I look at what has happened this week, Governor, John Bel Edwards, is that his name, from Louisiana, signed a measure that would outlaw abortions as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. His signature came after the Louisiana House passed what it termed to be another one of these fetal heartbeat bills. So the aim here, I maintain, that as hard as they try, they'll never overturn Roe v. Wade, because even some of the dullest members of the Supreme Court realize that this means an American revolution. It's that important. It's that big. But it still becomes there's a politicization of it. There are a lot of people who like, you know, to whip up the troops. I'm not a believer in abortion, frankly, personally, but that's only me. I think people need to do what they need to do with their bodies. If I was in a relationship with somebody and they somehow became pregnant, I would I would ask them to keep the baby
somehow. How would that happen then, Doug?
Somehow. It would happen somehow. Probably some sort of bodily contact. I think that's how it works, Victoria. But I think that this has become a battle cry, another one of these polarizing discussions. It's always been, as long as I've been doing talk radio since 1974, abortion, capital punishment, gun control, those are the cheapest ways of getting calls and whipping people into shape, and nothing ever changes. But this is sort of why these have happened. I think there have been, three of these in the last couple of weeks? Three different states have followed along this line. So what does that mean? Is there something here that we need to talk about, or are we missing anything, or is it just as obvious as it seems? Hearing nothing?
No, the one thing that's changing for me, I mean, you and I have been talking about this on the radio for years and years and years and years here,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And nothing ever changes, right?
Nothing
quote, unquote,
changes.
Nothing ever changes. You know what changes, though?
Right.
Technology. And our ability to see what's inside at any given moment. And you start seeing pictures of the baby at a younger age. And we never really kind of was able to put the picture with the age. You know, you're thinking, 2-3 weeks, you know, or 12 weeks, there's nothing there, you know. 14 weeks, there's nothing there. 8 weeks, there's nothing there. Now we're starting to see when there is something there. Yeah. And while I agree with you that nothing has ever changed in this conversation, I think that will make changes. And it'll be interesting to watch if it shifts anything.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Interesting, also this week, the last abortion clinic closed its doors in Missouri, which is an interesting reality. 28 after the hour. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil yet? No? Why not? Why are you still sitting around feeling achy? Just this week, listener Guy wrote in to tell me how much Joint Formula 14 has helped relieve his stiff hips and his hands. Roberto took it and used it on his knee after knee replacement. It's helping Jane recover from those old injury aches that she's had since her college athletic days. Do like so many other DJV listeners have done and go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Get the details, our special offer, free shipping only for the month of May and only for DJV listeners. There's a money-back guarantee, so you'll feel the ache relief or you'll get your money back. Don't keep putting up with those terrible aches and pains. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil at achefree.live. That's achefree.live with free shipping for a limited time.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the special counsel Robert Mueller released his final report on the Russia probe over a month ago, there have been a lot of claims by Democrats that Attorney General William Barr is acting like the president's personal lawyer. Barr says in response to that,
I say we live in a hyper-partisan age where people no longer really pay attention to the substance of what's said, but as to who says it and what side they're on and what its political ramifications are. The Department of Justice is all about the law and the facts and the substance, and I'm going to make the decisions based on the law and the facts.
Barr speaking there in his first network interview with CBS This Morning. A judge expected to rule today on the license renewal of the only abortion clinic left in Missouri. The St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic's license expires at the end of the day, and if it's not renewed, Missouri will be the first state without an abortion clinic. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. We've gone through, well, I went through the story list. I'll go through the people list, then we'll go back to something. There are two or three items here that are crying out for us to speak about them. Let's see, the people list. Oh. Thank you, Victoria. Let's see, number 10, Amanda Eller on the people list. I don't know who she is at all. Never heard of her before. Who's Amanda Eller? Anybody know? We don't sound like we're that knowledgeable.
She's a rescued, no. rescued Hawaii hiker.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I knew the story, but I didn't remember her name. Okay, Theresa May at 9. John McCain, sort of posthumously at number 8.
She won't be on the list for long.
Who, Amanda Eller or Theresa May?
Theresa May.
One more week, she's done. Let's see, McCain is 8. Bernie Sanders, 7. Joe Biden is 6, zing, zing, jing, ping at number 5. Jerry Nadler, man, what a gas bag, number 4. Nancy Pelosi, I think I'm gaining a little I don't know if respect is the right word for her, but at any rate, she's number three. Mueller is two, and Mr. Trump is number one. So back to the list of stories created by Talkers Magazine. List again is at talkers.com. The number nine item is the UFO connection to the Navy pilots. And I know Victoria is chomping at the bit to speak about this. She wants to challenge my knowledge of it with hers. And she says she's more knowledgeable. So, as usual, I will defer to her because I'm a gentleman.
Well, what was going on? This was between the summer of 2014, March 2015, high in the skies of the East Coast. You had these objects, one of them like a spinning top moving against the wind. Almost daily they were appearing. They had no visible engine, according to Navy pilots who reported this to their superiors. No visible engine, no infrared exhaust.
I may have to. This discussion may end up being mine anyway because we have a technical problem with Victoria. Maybe we get that straightened out. We'll go back to her point of view.
The aliens are controlling her voice.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah. This is something, even though the story itself goes back to, well, in this particular circumstance, this particular incident is a couple of years old. But these things have been going on, and I believe they are real. They've been going on for decades, if not centuries, if not millennia. The people who are silly enough to think that we are alone in the universe are just that, in my opinion, silly. It doesn't make any sense in anybody with any sense, not only of imagination, but intelligence, to think that we are all by ourselves in a universe that goes beyond what we can speak or think or understand. The fact that there are these things, there have been some silly television shows that have been made out of this stuff, some movies that were somewhat thought-provoking, I think, from time to time. The one that Amy Adams was in a couple of years ago I thought was quite good. We use our imagination. Remember Independence Day and what the baddies look like?
You know, yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Well, Listen,
it is again. Just like the abortion story, right? The thing that might change the abortion story is technology and our ability to see what's inside the body as it's growing and when it actually becomes a baby, right? That may change things. Same thing here. Technology. You know, we have Navy pilots up there in $200 million airplanes with radar and technology that we never had before.
Right.
And they have the ability to see things and see things that aren't there that they never had before. So it's the same story. As we get more advanced, we're going to start seeing things that we did not see before.
Well, we're going to have to...
Whether it's a 13-week-old baby or whether it's an alien from another planet.
You're going to acknowledge what you knew was there if you have, you know, any connection to reality at all.
Well, the government knew it was there since the 50s.
Of course,
that's
what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Well, and then, I mean, you look at ancient cave drawings and Egyptian drawings, and, you know, you see that they wrote about it. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
My question is, why don't they make themselves known to us? Why do they keep hiding?
Well, how do you know they haven't? How do you know I'm not an alien?
Would you make yourself known to us?
Well, it just seems that from somewhere across the universe that one of them, because they're not like all, you know, Bob from New York City or Inyakok City, they're from like all over the place, right? Or at least they should be. I mean, theoretically, they should be. So you would think one of them would go, hey, I'm going to blow this little peanut planet up. Or, hey, I'm going to go down and talk to people and see how they are here. Or I'm going to go take over this planet. You know, you would just think that. But no, it's like we've never really been approached by them, at least in bulk.
Hmm. All right, back to you, Victoria. I hope we have a better connection because I do want your comment on this. Well, maybe not. All right, so much for our connection with Victoria.
Number three.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Look. They're outside my window right now. What do you expect me to do? I'm ducking and covering.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. I don't understand. Yeah, we'll be careful on that. So that means you have nothing left to say, or do you want to hide under the table and tell us what you had on your mind?
Well, the History Channel has got a six-part series on the Navy pilots and the UFOs starting this weekend, which is very cool. The other thing I have to say is that I totally agree with Richie that technology is uncovering so much of this, and I am just very suspicious that why won't they tell us what they are? Maybe they're already in contact with them. Why do they just keep being so bland about it?
Well, why do you think, let's get, you asked the question, answer your own question. Why do you think that is the case?
They either don't know, it's something very dull, it is another country that is more technologically advanced than us and they don't want us to know, or it really is something and they don't want to panic.
I think it's so far beyond what the human mind is capable of imagining or understanding, especially when you consider most of the simpletons, at least today, that are in charge of various bureaucracies, various divisions of the government. It's just right, you know, down to brass tacks. And there are not a lot of really intelligent people that are attracted to working in the government anymore for obvious reasons, maybe not so obvious reasons. So the best of this lot goes to a college, university, goes to a private think tank, and then explores and exposes all of this material that is,
but again,
so much of it.
But again, it's technology. So, you know, yeah. 1,000 years ago, if something were to fly out of the sky, people would have freaked out, right?
Right.
If they saw some. But now, you know, we're so used to planes flying over. We're so used to jets. You know, we're so used to watching UFO movies.
Seeing things in the sky.
We're so used to seeing pictures of planets that we can't see with the naked eye. Yeah. We're so used to sending robots to planets that we can't even see. So our minds, because of technology, has opened us up to the idea that there might be other people out there more than 1,000 years ago or even 50 years ago.
Yep, for sure. Meghan McCain addresses the controversy over the USS McCain. We'll talk about that next. It happens to be number 6 on our countdown list of stories. Doug Steffen here with Victoria and Rich. MyPillow has a guarantee, which you've probably heard before, because MyPillow advertises extensively on the radio. The reason they do that, as I'm going to get plugged for radio, is because it works. Hello, ding, ding, ding. MyPillow is everywhere, but there are very interesting ways of connecting with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. And each program that talks about it, each host that talks about it, has a different deal. For example, right now, as far as I'm concerned, using the DJV code, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $30 off the regular price. I think they're normally $99. You get them for $69.98, which is the lowest price ever offered on the radio. And you can find, using the DJV code, frankly, a lot of bargains at MyPillow.com. Whether it be a new bed for your pet, whether it be a new mattress for you, mattress covers, these great Giza pillows that you hear us talking about, or the current deal, the 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. If you hurry, they'll ship all the pillows free. Everything you buy can be shipped free. Maybe you want to buy more than pillows. Look, take your time, check everything out at MyPillow.com. Whatever you buy, though, use the promo code DJV.
Did you know as many as 15 million Americans have been diagnosed with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. COPD is a serious disease that makes it difficult to breathe and can worsen over time. While it's not curable, there are treatment options to help you breathe better. If you or a loved one has COPD, talk to your doctor about a plan that fits your lifestyle. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon, you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Product CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Product CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Let's move into the Meghan McCain focus, this whole thing, which maybe, if you'll pardon the pun, trumped up a bit. I'm trying to put the pieces together. I've had three or four different bits of input, different stories from different people. Meghan McCain talks about the president's attacks on her father. She talks about the controversy of the Navy, whether they kept the USS John McCain out of view during his trip to Japan. I don't think any of this is the real story. The real story here, Victoria, we like to dig into. You were telling us you've done a good job always about giving us the real story. The real story here is on the ship itself and how ineffective it is. It's been on in service and on the waters for several years, and it has been plagued. It has never worked right one day since it's been commissioned. It has too much technology on it. They don't understand it. The things are breaking down all the time. It spends most of its time in dry dock, and that's where it basically was. It was under repair, and that's why it wasn't visible. Not that somebody in the Pentagon didn't think, oh, well, maybe Trump would like it if it wasn't visible. I mean, how childish, if Trump is really that childish, he has no business being president. Some people think he is. I hope he's not that childish.
Fake news.
Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway, there was
made up
news because the ship was being repaired and was off
right,
as it has been since it's been commissioned. It's a piece of junk. And this is a $2 billion machine that doesn't work. Yet another testimony to the way the Pentagon and our government spends money on the military-industrial complex and gets nowhere. There are planes all over the place that never really were needed to get ordered to satisfy the demands of the military-industrial connection to our politicians. And it's the same crap over and over again. We've got way too much technology on these things and way too many pieces of hardware. So that was the real story from my perspective. What about you, Richie?
Well, I think it's probably somebody floating a story out there, and it caught on, and it's fake news.
Made nothing. Made no difference. All right. You have insight, Victoria?
I think that we've got a lot of problems on some of our Navy ships. There have been a series of stories over the last year about
you're right.
Lack of training.
Yeah, lack of training, lack of due diligence on the part of the Pentagon when they take delivery of this stuff. And, you know, what do they care? They're not paying the bill. The taxpayer's paying the bill. And the taxpayer is grossly uninformed. The oversight, each of these departments have their own general sort of accounting of, what do they call it, inspector general? And they fall down on the job as well. This is
how are we going to compete with the alien ships flying around out in outer space?
Valid.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe we develop some more space. Maybe, Trump wants to bring the Army or the military into space, so maybe that's the way of doing it, Richie. Rich McFadden, thank you. Victoria Jones, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time, movie moments. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. This is let's go here with the Rambo music. Is this the same theme from all of the Rambo movies, or have they changed the music over the years, Chucker?
I think it's the same theme, Doug.
Yeah, same theme. All right, so what do you have? Stallone's birthday, or what? What's the
no? Actually, Lionsgate Film released the first trailer to the newest Rambo movie, Rambo: Last Blood. Sylvester Stallone reprises his role as John Rambo. Stallone, I believe, is now 72 years old. This is the first Rambo movie, Doug, where he has no long hair. His hair is short. When you watch the trailer, you almost think Rocky's playing Rambo. No. It's interesting because this trailer, the scope feels a little smaller. It's a trailer almost like they were very cautious of the... but I got to tell you, I'm a fan of Rambo. I like the franchise. I'm looking forward to this film. It hits theaters this September.
This September, all right, so they finished shooting it. He has kept himself up physically, so there's no end. If it's Last Blood, then they could do another one, Blood Forever or something. Yeah, who knows what they'll cook up. But if this does blow the box office.
They did a tribute to him at the Cannes Film Festival last week, and they did a restoration of the first Rambo movie, which is called just First Blood. And he gave an interview, and they asked him about the character of Rocky, and said while he does not believe he will appear in any more Creed movies, He said he does have an idea for another Rocky film that involves the immigration issue, which I found to be interested. And he said that, you know, when you got something to give, you got to keep giving.
I think he's very clever.
He has a lot to give.
Yeah, he's a very smart guy, and he doesn't, you know, he portrayed or was portrayed in a way that is exactly the, I know some people who know him, and they find him to be a very interesting, iconic character who is very smart. He's quite lovable, apparently, people that I know him. And that's the same thing people say about Arnold, too. And the two of them have become over the years, by the way, great friends. They do a lot of stuff. I mean, you kind of, when you see things like the Escapables, no, the Exterminator, what's the name of that series?
Expendables.
Right. Yeah. And you see all these guys jumping around, you think that they're friends. In fact, Dolph Lundgren hates Stallone, and likewise, he doesn't like Dolph Lundgren. But, you know, I mean, the dynamics of personalities, the same thing is true with Bruce Willis now, who was a member of that group for a while, and none of them like him because he was so greedy, and they wanted him to be in they all wanted him in the last movie, and he said, all right, you all want me, you know, cough up $4 million for 3 days' work, and Stallone told him to go shop it. So
yeah, and they wound up getting Harrison Ford when that decision was made.
Yeah.
But you are right. If you look at the trajectory of the careers of Stallone and Arnold, they're very similar in the both iconic. I mean, in the 80s, you had, besides Stallone and Schwarzenegger, you had guys like Steven Seagal and Jean-Claude Van Damme, and a whole bunch of other in terms of pop culture, I think Arnold and Stallone have obviously made the biggest imprint of any of the bulked up action type.
Right. You went to see Godzilla. What did you think?
I hate saying it, but I think this is the summer's first big. It has a really good cast in it: Vera Farmiga, Sally Hawkins, Kyle Chandler, Millie Bobby Brown, Bradley Whitford. So they had a good cast, but the script is just—it feels like a first draft that they filmed. It's very flat. I was never really into the movie. The special effects, some of them are really good, and it is fun, I guess, for short periods of time to watch Godzilla fight all these different monsters, but I never was into it emotionally, and it has basically one laugh in the whole movie. It has no fun factor. I give it a 4 out of 10. I wanted to really like it. I really did, but I just walked away saying I probably would never watch this movie again.
Looks ridiculous.
You know, it's just flat.
Yeah. Well, I would say that about the John Wick movie that I saw this week as well. A horrible. One of my colleagues, Rich McFadden, said he thought it was a good movie. We all have different ways of describing or acknowledging or understanding what a good movie is. I did see the movie this week with Charlize Theron. I thought it was a good movie, frankly. What's his face. There was. Yeah, I think he's a jerk. But I thought she really proved his, long shots, the movie. All right, so what else coming out this weekend?
You got Rocket Man, the new Elton John biopic, which is expected to do pretty well, and the horror movie Ma, Octavia Spencer, which they say she's really, really good in it.
Yeah. All right, that's the story. We'll find out how things happen, how they shake out over the weekend on Monday when Chuck appears again here on the DJV.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.